Stupid boy. Who does he think he is, rejecting me? He should be falling all over himself to romance the daughter of La Fontaine. It's only the finest Parisian fashion house in the industry. Papa's money could buy and sell him. But I know an even better way. The perfumers outdid themselves with this one. Those silly, overpaid noses playing with their stupid eyedroppers finally stumbled into something. Little bergamot, some clove, a hint of red d'Anjou pear, and a healthy dose of the rare Cabrizé rose that only grows in Papa's garden. Hypnotic. Intoxicating in every sense of the word. We don't want to overdo it now, just a bit on my wrist. Perhaps behind my ears. He'll have those stupid lips all over my pulse points like he's dying to become one with my heartbeat. All's fair in love and war, mon chéri. You could have done this the easy way. Now we do it my way. I'll just slip out of the little girl's room and get in line. It's almost time for his morning latte. Such a caffeine addict. So, so predictable. Ah, right on time. I love a man who's punctual. Look what Le Chat dragged in. Couldn't stay away, could you? The line to order starts here. Get behind me where you belong. Stalking you? Not in your wildest dreams, darling. This is the only cafe in town with a proper French press. It's a free country. I'm not going to turn tail and run because you made things awkward. Obsessed? Hardly, I couldn't care less about you. You said you had a girlfriend, no? Stop talking to strange women in the coffee house then. Pressing awfully close back there, aren't you? No concept of personal space. It's not even crowded in here. Do you see something you like or smell something perhaps? Oh, darling, you're sweating. Feeling feverish? Do you need to sit down? Maybe you got something from that nasty whore you're fucking? Absolument, you can take the Tour de France through the Alps on the town bicycle and not expect your dick to fall off. Never fear, mon chou, I'll be right here to pick it back up. Oh, you're pressed right up behind me now, aren't you? Sniffing so loud, you sound like a foxhound. Find a new vixen, did you? Yesterday you were so intent on playing hard to get. I wonder what could have changed. That's right, hand on my hips. Kiss the back of my neck. Grind that hard dick into this cute little derriere. You belong to me now. Oh, darling, we're in public. Show some decorum. You can't be groping these pretty little tits in line at the cafe. I know you're burning for me, but keep it in your pants. At least until I take it out for you. Café au lait, s'il vous plaît. And an éclair. Nothing for him. Pay the woman, mon chéri. And put something in the tip jar, pour l'amour de Dieu. Come along, love. That corner table has our name on it. You'll sit across from me and ache while I eat. Can you still smell me from over there? You look like a wolf about to be unleashed on the hen house, darling. that hunger in your eyes is rather frightening. You want to devour me like coq au vin, don't you? Just hold that thought. My foot under the table rubbing that bulge isn't helping, no? Feel me running the stiletto of my high heel up and down your straining cock? If I tease you enough, are you going to snap and fuck me right here in front of everyone? Bad boy. If you touch me before I say so, mon amour, I'll scream rape. I'm sure some concerned bystander will pull you off me. It will probably take 3 or 4 of them to hold you back in your current state, but they'll do it. No, darling, I'm going to rape you in private, my little mind-broken sense slave. Go get my fucking order. Très bon. The pastry now. Feed me. Delicious. Oozing cream just like I'll be after I'm done with you. Sit your ass back down and watch me eat. I should make you call her right here and tell her you don't love her anymore. Or better yet, maybe I have you text her a photo of your dick in my mouth. Look at you. Gripping the edge of the table like you're ready to pounce. The aphrodisiac essence of this perfume has turned you into an apex predator, hasn't it? In a few minutes, you'll be non-verbal, existing only to fuck. The longer I make you wait, the more agonizing it gets. This is your punishment for making me wait. Time and time again, you told me no. I'm rich, I'm French, and I'm gorgeous. But you'd rather have some boring little garden variety slut. Except she's the furthest thing from your mind right now. Isn't she? I'm going to the restroom, darling. I suggest you follow before you unleash the beast on an unwilling target. All that pent-up aggression is for me, and me alone. Now, I'll be in that stall over there. You get down on your hands and knees, and you fucking crawl to me. Bon chien, pretty puppy. My damn little toy poodle smells this perfumed pussy, doesn't he? It's driving him wild because no one's cut off his balls yet. Skirt up, panties off. Eat me out. Oh, he comes out. You fucking growl when you do it. Make that pussy vibrate. You can't. You can't possibly refuse me when you can't even speak, no? That word's not in your vocabulary anymore. Oh, dear. It's that little cunt-like branch. Make me drip like a mimosa in a champagne flute. Kiss my clit like you kiss your bitch on the lips. I fucking hate you. I hate you. Fuck me. Making it be this way. Slurping that hot society pussy in some bathroom stall like I was a low class whore. We could have had everything, but you wanted to be stubborn. Stupid boy. Yes, grab my thighs, suck my clit until it aches. Breathe deep. And what do you smell? Wet cunt and cloying perfume. Fill your fucking nostrils and put that tongue where it belongs. Lap doggy, feel me grinding on your face, pulling your hair. Yeah, make me come. It will soothe that throbbing cock just the slightest bit when I squirt in your mouth. Continue just like that, puppy boy. Come on, doggy. There you go, puppy. Good boy. Yes. Je vais jouir, I'm coming. Ernest, you awful beast. Crawl on all fours and stick your face in this sweet scented cunt and lick, 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 lick. I hope I fucking drown you. Oh. Putain de merde, you filthy motherfucker, now lick me clean. Now get up, kiss my wrist, my neck, everywhere this perfume is. Lick it, taste it, alcohol, citrus and the rarest rose in the world, the flower that broke your stupid little brain. Get your fucking pants off if you can still understand words. I'm going to bend over, press my cheek against this stall door and stick my ass out. Then you're going to destroy this Parisian pussy, like you're trying to fuck me to death. La petite mort. Do you understand me? Nod your empty head. Bon garçon. Now, hold still. Let's make you the absolute fucking animal that you were born to be. I still have the bottle in my purse. Hypnotic, darling. The secret weapon of the House of La Fontaine. And you're getting a fully concentrated blast straight in your face. Close your eyes. Don't want to blind you. You need to see this adorable ass bouncing off your stomach, your fat cock disappearing in my cunt. Let's hide. Grab the back of my neck and claim me. Smear my expensive makeup all over this filthy store door. Stand me on my tiptoes in these high heels and bury that sick cock right where it goes. Root around in this little cunt for truffles, you fucking pig. I'm better than she is, aren't I? The pussy is hotter, wetter, tighter, and I'm fucking French. Say it, open your drooling mouth and make the words come out. Tell me I'm better. Tell me you love me. You sound like Frankenstein's fucking monster. Just a stupid slap of meat with a big dick attached. Enunciate, you idiot. Tell me what I want to hear while you fuck me into a messy stain on this tall door. Just like that. Lean over and bury your face in the back of my neck. Smell me, let me hear that loud snuffling. Drip that hot drool on me. Make me think a werewolf is draining me from behind. Plus fort, you dumb fucking animal. Take what you want. Take what you need. My scent hardwired your broken brain to pound this pussy until you blow. It's all you can do, isn't it? Drain those filthy balls in me, a mindless mutt. Make this bathroom smell like a pussy and perfume and cum. Glaze me like the dirtiest pastry in a Parisian bakery. I want the dirtiest, drippiest cream pie that fat cock can give. I want you to drag your petite dame in this stall and shove her face in my cunt so she can lick it out. Oh, give it to me right now. Fuck me until I'm as stupid as you are. Reach under me and grind my clit with your fingertips. Make me scream and howl and come. Baisse-moi. Break me. I'm coming. Magnifique. I own you now, mon trésor. Mind, body, and soul. Has that brain fog lifted just a bit now that you stated your basest urges? Curl your arms around my waist and hold me like something soft and sweet. Press little kisses to the nape of my neck while your cum drips. And tell me I'll never be without you. The hold that scent has over you will wear off with time, but there's plenty more where that came from, darling. Papa sends me more any time I ask. Your ruin comes in a pretty pink box, sealed with a chiffon bow. Now spin me around and kiss me properly. I'm in your nose, on your tongue. All five senses are addicted to me. On a long enough timeline, hypnotic will alter your brain chemistry permanently. Then you'll be all mine forever, and we won't even need it anymore. You'll have zero recollection of what your miserable life was like before you made me. But I'll still wear it for you, mon amour. Date nights, anniversaries, anytime you need a little extra obedience. More than anything else, that dizzying scent will be what you associate with me. Every time you come, my perfume
will be the only thing you smell.